Welcome back to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. And it's time. It's one of my favorite times. It's time for Foodie Friday. And welcome to Pat and Pat. Pat Harris and Pat Hartman are here, both from the Juno Garden Club. Thanks to you both for joining us and bringing this amazing smelling. The studio has been transformed into a garlic paradise here. Yeah.
I hope you like garlic.
I love garlic.
Okay.
I love garlic. Good. I'm really happy. I actually, as I've aged, I've realized that I can't quite take raw garlic the way I used to, but I love roasted garlic, and that's what one of the things you've done today, right?
Right.
Is roasted garlic. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes kind of the sharpness out of it,
right. Just,
and it's a really easy thing to do by just roasting it in the oven.
Yeah, so. What would you? Someone wants to roast garlic. It's beautiful the way you have it prepared mm-hmm. there. But how would you go about it?
Well, I had to look up a recipe.
Did you?
It is basically take a head of garlic, which you know there's cloves within the head.
Right.
You take off a lot of the paper on the outside of the head. But you do leave the cloves intact, so they're still attached to the central stalk or attached to each other. Cut off the tops, so you've got the tops of each clove exposed. Drizzle a little olive oil on that and salt and pepper. And put it in a closed container to roast it for a while. Like you can put it in I used a bread pan with a bread pan on top of it. So it steams for a while, and then you take the top off so it'll brown up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of squishy, soft. And
I didn't know that I've done it before, but I never had cut the tops off like you did. I always just kind of let it just sizzle and steam. It always seemed to work, but it didn't get as nice and brown on the top as yours did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it. You can even do it individual cloves. You can cook them on top of the stove, roast them on top of the stove. So lots of ways to... I don't want to say skin a cat, but that's
always
I don't want to use that phrase. But lots of ways to roast garlic.
Depaper a garlic,
One of the ways I love to do it if I'm going to be using garlic is to take the individual cloves, put them in, just barely cover them in a couple of tablespoons of water, and then you add some maple syrup to them and do them that way.
Wow!
And it makes them really tender, sweet. It takes the real bite out of the garlic, and it's lovely to cook.
Well, have you been keeping this secret from me?
We're here to talk about about the garlic festival, garlic tasting, Dylan. That was one of the recipes that somebody brought a couple of years ago.
Ah.
And it's a butternut squash, almond, tart, garlic.
Right, with a little bit of that maple syrup in there. Yeah,
that's one of the ways that you cut the garlic in it, which is where I learned to do it, is from that recipe. I'll get it to you, Pat. you take the...
Pat's not talking to you anymore. She's really beside herself.
You just cook that, and it's a wonderful way to do garlic.
And you have also prepared, Pat, are you the one that did this lovely plate of food, or is this a collaboration? Or
well, that's what I brought.
Okay,
So
tell me about what's happening over here. What is this? This is beets?
Yeah, so roasted beets and with a little bit of kale garlic dip on them. It's almost like pesto, but it doesn't have any Parmesan cheese in it.
And
so
kale used instead of basil?
Yeah,
right.
Kale and spinach and pine nuts and garlic. Of course, I used roasted garlic, so it's a little bit...
Oh, it's nice. It's really mellow garlic.
Yeah, mellow.
Oh, that's kind of mellow.
Really nice.
Is that one of the recipes that you gave them for the website? Are you holding out on me?
Yeah, I am. I'm holding out on you. I actually brought the recipe, but I didn't give it to you to put online. So
we have some recipes for garlic stuff online. Well, tell me about what's happening with this garlic lovers potluck. Tell me a little bit about the details of what's happening there.
Juno Garden Club is hosting that again. It's open to the public. It is free. It's tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock at Northern Lights. And we just would like you to bring a dish. It doesn't have to be garlic, although
it kind of should be.
Traditionally, it has been, depending on who you talk to. And Ed Byarski and Joe Orsi will be there talking about all things garlicky. It's a great time to come and meet people. If you are bringing something, we would love to have the recipe so we can compile those. Because, it's Juno.
Yeah.
People love to grow garlic here and... many different kinds. So it's always fun to have one of those recipes. It's not
garlic
like a zucchini,
is one of those crops that really does well here, right? And are there certain varieties that do better than others?
There are. And Joe and Ed will be talking about those for sure. Okay. They have probably four or five that they like. And I have one that is called Brand X because I'm not very careful about labeling my rows, and I get mixed up when I harvest them. So Brand X has been doing really well for me for the last 5 or 6 years. And yeah, every year I try to add another variety just to try something else. But Brand X is my go-to.
What are you doing this time of year? Or is it a time of year that's already been harvested? Are you preserving some Brand X for next year? How do you go about doing that year to year?
Brand X is waiting for me to plant. I'm behind schedule.
It's kind of like a bulb where you plant it now this time of year? Is that right?
You just plant the one clove out of the head. So from one head, you'll get several cloves, and you can plant those. And usually you try to pick the largest head that you have of that variety. So hopefully you'll get another big head.
And you're planting those outside? You are? And then doing what? Covering them with seaweed or something? Or covering the bed to protect it?
I usually try to use some kind of dry mulch like straw or dry leaves, and then put a waterproof covering over that so it doesn't get too wet during the winter.
I'm moving next, by the way, to the... You brought also a nice slice of bread with some of the roasted garlic that you have there spread on one side and then the pesto on the other. So I'll just be doing that. I skipped lunch today, so I appreciate it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't mean to. I just got busy.
You can tell Pat Harris what your favorite one is of what she brought.
Mm. I don't think anything's going to beat those beets.
Yeah.
I love those beets. Those
great.
Are delicious.
Okay, yeah. That's when I'm bringing you to the potluck tomorrow.
They were great. Yeah,
so
love beets.
You can come to the potluck tomorrow and taste the beets, or anyone out there listening can. But it's a great time. It's a lot of fun people, and you get some interesting recipes. And if we've intrigued you on planting garlic, Joe and Ed really are the garlic experts in the area, so it's great to come and pick their brain and get ideas. And did you mention somebody might have some for sale there?
Yeah, Joe is unfortunately out of bulbs. He sold them at the Soil and Sea Marketplace. But Ed does have some for sale, so he'll have some there and probably several different varieties. So,
does it work to get some at the store and try planting them, or does that just not work?
No, don't do that.
Those are usually soft-neck garlic, and the hard-neck varieties are the ones that seem to do the best here. Even though if you read the garlic literature, which I'm sure everybody does.
I'm voraciously hard to sleep at night. I get that garlic literature out.
Right. There have been some pretty good books about garlic, actually.
Yeah.
The soft neck, usually they'll say soft neck keeps better, but it just doesn't seem to grow as well here for us. So
we have a very specialized environment.
So
it's water control.
Yeah, right.
What I love about garlic is you plant it in the fall and it's so enthusiastic. It starts growing in the fall and it'll be the first thing to pop out of the ground in the spring. And it's just, okay, gardening season's
happening.
On.
Yeah, it's going, right. Well, that is true. I always think that about the crocus. You know, they're so fun to see so early on. It always feels like they're a little too hopeful, like they're going to get frozen. You know, it happens.
We should mention, too, though, if you're planning on growing garlic, they are a heavy, heavy fertilizer. I mean, they want good organic fertilizer. And
like nitrogen.
A lot of manure.
Oh, okay.
In your bed before you put the dirt on top. So.
A rich, loamy soil is what they're looking for, yeah.
And you will be able to hear all about that.
Oh, yes, it sounds like it. Yeah. Well, is it a busy time of year for gardening? Are you supposed to be doing your bulb stuff now? Is that what's going on?
I've been doing that.
Yeah.
I look for the little weather breaks, and I was out there planting bulbs today and doing some weeding and cleaning up beds, it's a good time to put your pots away, especially if you've got ceramic pots.
Right,
so they don't crack
and, get exposed. Right.
That's what you should be doing. I'm way behind schedule. So.
No, you looked at me when I asked that, like, don't ask me that.
to make me feel guilty.
Not fair. Yeah. Well, do you have any other favorite garlic recipes? It looks like you on our K2 website, the roasted garlic and also the roasted garlic truffle recipe is on there.
That was the one I submitted, was the truffle recipe. So I was telling you about the way to cook it. That same garlic festival, somebody had brought in garlic truffles, and it was like you would not have known that these had garlic in them. They were small, I'd say probably about the size of a nickel, if you imagine a nickel being 3D.
Mm-hmm.
But I've hunted and hunted for a recipe for garlic truffles, and I finally found that one. It's pretty easy.
So their truffles are like chocolate truffles.
Correct.
But
they've got garlic in them.
And does it give an almost truffle-like, root truffle taste to it?
It's such a mellow flavor. It's hard to describe it. But, if you love chocolate, you like garlic, it's a very intriguing recipe.
Mm. And easy enough to do at home? Or have you done it?
I have not made this recipe.
Oh, okay.
But it's not a difficult recipe. I mean, I probably say the one that was the most work was the one that I didn't give you that was for that butternut squash, but that was like the Washington Post had it on their website one time. So it's one of those deals where if you've been there too many times, you have to sign up. You might be able to find it other places.
Well, you should subscribe to the Post.
I support K2.
Yeah, that's true. You were busy supporting K2. That's fine. We accept that.
So it's that time of year, but I would say that one I've done. The butternut squash one I've done a lot, and the trick with that one is that if you want to cheat on it, you used almond flour instead of making your own tart out of crushed almonds, because that's what you're doing. So when you look at that recipe compared to the truffle ones,
Yeah, okay. A little bit easier. Yeah.
A lot easier.
And kind of a big wow factor, too, right?
Well, yeah.
A
fun thing to bring. If you know way around in a kitchen, you're not going to have a problem.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks so much for coming. Thank you for my lunch. My late lunch, I appreciate it. That was delicious, and was not too much of a garlic bomb. Actually, I don't feel fearful for other people meeting me today after leaving the studio.
Right.
Everything will be all right. And thanks for bringing the little sprig of parsley. I'll chew on that, and that'll fix everything. Well, it's Juno Gardening Club that's hosting the annual Garlic Lovers Potluck. It's tomorrow, 5 to 8 p.m. at Northern Light Church, and event open to the public, and you're asking everyone to come in, learn a little bit about garlic and about some other gardening questions as well. I'm sure that Ed and Joe will be happy to answer other stuff too that people come up with. Yeah, Pat.
I just wanted to add, Andy, that I'm so grateful to K2 for this public service opportunity to come in and talk to the community. It's just wonderful, and I heartily support your annual fun drive.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'll add to that. I'm a volunteer here and enjoy it and get the opportunity to meet great folks like you and talk about fun things that are happening in the town. And it's a great service. I agree. Thanks for coming in to both of you and have a great potluck.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And don't overdo it on the garlic, take it easy there. But okay.